There's a solitary, humble wooden structure on a windswept hill in rural New England. To open the door is to engage our minds, our hearts, and our imaginations. In this place, preachers and professors, past and present, come alive as they walk the aisle, ascend the pulpit stairs, and teach. From theology, from history, and from the Word of God. Welcome to the Saybrook Meeting House, an audio production of Saybrook Ministries.
Perfections of God displayed in the plan of redemption by Edward Payson. There is more of God, more of His essential glory displayed in bringing one sinner to repentance and forgiving his sins than in all the wonders of creation. In this work, creatures may see, if I may so express it, the very heart of God. From this work, angels themselves have probably learned more of God's moral character than they had ever been able to learn before. They knew before that God was wise and powerful, for they had seen Him create a world. They knew that He was good, for He had made them perfectly holy and happy. They knew that He was just, for they had seen Him cast down their own rebellious brethren from heaven to hell for their sins. But until they saw Him give repentance and remission of sins through Christ, they did not know that He was merciful. They did not know that He could pardon a sinner. And oh, what an hour was that in heaven when this great truth was first made known, when the first penitent was pardoned. Then a new song was put into the mouths of angels. And while, with unutterable emotions of wonder, love, and praise, they began to sing it, their voices swelled to a higher pitch, and they experienced joys unfelt before. Oh, how did the joyful sounds, "His mercy endureth forever," spread from choir to choir, echo through the high arches of heaven, and thrill through every enraptured angelic breast? And how did they cry with one voice, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill to man"? On no page less ample than that of the eternal, all-enfolding mind, which devised the gospel plan of salvation, can its glories be displayed. Nor by any inferior mind can they be fully comprehended. Suffice it to say that here the moral character of Jehovah shines full-orbed and complete. Here all the fullness of the Godhead, all the splendors of deity burst at once upon our aching sight. Here the manifold perfections of God, holiness and goodness, justice and mercy, truth and grace, majesty and condescension, hatred of sin and compassion for sinners, are harmoniously blended like the colored rays of solar light in one pure blaze of dazzling whiteness. Here, rather than on any other of His works, He founds His claims to the highest admiration, gratitude, and love of His creatures. Here is the work which ever has called forth, and which through eternity will continue to call forth, the most rapturous praises of the celestial choirs, and feed the ever-glowing fires of devotion in their breasts. For the glory which shines in the gospel is the glory which illuminates heaven, and the Lamb that was slain is the light thereof.
Thank you for joining us this week at the Saybrook Meeting House. We hope you've been blessed by today's podcast. Saybrook Ministries' mission is to provide didactic and devotional content from the Christian faith delivered to the saints, recovered and refined by the Protestant Reformation. Be sure to visit saybrookministries.org, as well as our Facebook and Twitter pages, for continually updated Christian content designed to inspire and invigorate our imagination and intellect. Join us next week for another journey to the Saybrook Meeting House. Until then, may God bless you.